dying blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm blood bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. Coming up next is a sermon from our 2016 Building Dedication Meetings, hosted at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, home of Billy Brim Ministries. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out how you can get your copy of this anointed series today.
Then coach were exchanged. Well, how about in the New Covenant? He's given us what? His robe of righteousness, of right standing. When you think covenant, you read the Bible differently. Jesus tells a parable, and I know he's talking to the Jews, but they know covenant. But do we know covenant? So he tells this parable of prodigal son. And he's telling this story. What's the very first thing that dad who knows covenant and the two sons who don't know covenant, what's the first thing that dad says? Now here's the son who comes back. I smell like pigs. I've rent your name. I've done all of this stuff. Dad, I don't deserve anything. He says, go get the robe and put it on. He's talking covenant. He's thinking covenant. But dad, I don't deserve it. Dad, I stink. Dad, I failed. Dad, I... Son, hush! I'll teach you later. It's not about that. I'm in covenant with you. Then he says, get a ring and a signet ring. Everything I have is yours. That's like a credit card. Get him the credit card. Let him go shopping. Kill the fatted calf. Now here comes the other brother, and this might be you. What is he? Why are we doing that? He don't know covenant either. He thinks he's got to earn it. He thinks he's got to work for it. Uh-oh. That's covenant. God will never break his covenant. Ever. Legal. Amen? Praise the Lord. Exchange weapons. Give me Ephesians 6:10. How about that? My weapons are now your weapons. Your weapons are now my weapons. Why don't you read the Bible like, if you're covenant-minded, you'll read it like this. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and the power of his might. Click. Here it comes. Put on the whole armor of God. His armor. It's covenant. That you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Right? That's covenant. Then you would exchange names. And what about the name that we have? And these signs shall follow. Come on, that in thy name you shall cast out devils. We have the name. Because of the covenant, we have the name. It's not don't just on the name, because of the covenant gave us the name. Amen. It's the same way with the blood. And so what about the blood? Hebrews says what? We have a new way and a living way to approach God because of the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus made a way for us to have a relationship with the Father. Amen? Then there would be a covenant meal. Hey, what about Jesus was not only the blood sacrifice, he is the meal. He was the covenant meal. He said, I am the living bread. And any man eat of me, what? He shall live forever. All that's covenant. Amen? And here's where our covenant differs from the old. There was a curse, but thank God. See, Jesus from his birth all the way to Calvary, he never broke the terms of the covenant, all right? But what he did is he took the curse of the penalty of the covenant so that we didn't have to bear it. Amen? Aren't you glad? Yes. Galatians 3:13 says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ that we might receive the promise of the Spirit of faith. Glory to God. Now, where do we come into connection with this? Galatians 3:29, and I'm hurrying up, says, and if we be Christ, you are Abraham's seed according to the promise. Amen? Are y'all getting this or not?
Yeah.
Now, knowing what we just heard, the Lord says to me, a lot of y'all heard this in Norman, and some of you heard it in here. The Lord said to me, dial it in. Now I'm thinking, how can you go any further than covenant? And now what he directed me to and across my path was the legality of the covenant. If you don't know legal terms, that's why Terry had an experience and it was all about legality. And we come across this man. So Mom and I and I don't know who else, Hannah, we went up to Sid Roth, you know, and did that. We did some teaching up there. And we came across, and Jerry pointed it out to me, even right before I got on the plane to go there, that there is a man, and you guys can watch this. I want you to watch it. Order's book, and it's on SidRothSupernatural.com, whatever. His name's Henderson, Robert Henderson. Sid, he was taking me home from when I was teaching that day. I said, tell me about that. He said, Chip, our system crashed. Millions, 7.2 million people at one time said, this is the answer. Oh, my goodness. And so, and I knew what he had said. And Robert Henderson was this dad. He was a pastor all of his life, and he had a son, and they were great people. They went to church. And all of a sudden, the enemy came in and attacked the son. And he had a divorce. The wife left him and children and money and the whole situation is kind of the same thing that happened to Terry. And it's interesting that when God came in and answered Terry, it was pretty much the same lines of what he said to him. And so he goes 2 years. Now watch this. 2 years of praying and doing everything he knew to do. He's a pastor. Everybody who knew them, they had other people interviewed. He's one of the greatest men I ever knew. You want to talk about by the book, it was him. This guy's a good man. He was not in sin or anything like that. And so for 2 years, is that God's way of doing things? Come on, give me a break. God, I got to wait 2 years to get my prayers answered? Wait a minute, I'm in covenant with you. Everything that I have is yours and yours is mine. Are y'all getting this or not? Do y'all agree with me or not on this thinking? Come on. Job didn't have to go that long. So anyway, right? So he says, I had this vision and the next thing I know, I'm in a courtroom. He said, I am in a courtroom and it was known and made fact to me everywhere I went and I was being led around by the Lord and everything was legal. Everything was legal. And the first words God said to him were this. He said, my people know me as Lord. And my people know me as Father. But they don't know me as Judge. And he wasn't talking about Judge condemning. He was talking about Judge freeing. Right? Justice. The just Judge. Liberty. They don't know me like that. Because if they knew covenant, they'd know that. All right? And so he said, every morning, day and night, the accuser comes to me. Now he said to this man, this is all legal. He goes, I'm just. I'm not going to change the legal system that I have just because of your situation. He told Terry the same thing. I'm not going to change my laws because of your situation. He said, everything has to be legal. If I didn't do it that way, I would be unjust. If I did it for one. So I'm a just judge. But I'm here. I'm the judge you want. I'm the judge you want to come to. I'm on your side because I'm in covenant with you. Let's legally do this thing right. Amen. He said, now, the enemy, the thief, he comes, the accuser, the adversary. You know what adversary means in the Greek? It means one who's against your rights, one who brings lawsuit against you. He has been given a place. If he gives a place, the Bible says don't give him a place. If he's been given a place, he comes to the accuser. He comes to the judge to get the place. Don't you remember Jesus? And he said, Peter, Satan's after you. He's after you to sift you as wheat. Yeah, he came to come after. He came after Job. He's coming after you. He's got to have some kind of a place. But if you know the legal system and you know your covenant, you stop this right now. Amen. And there is a court. There's a heavenly court system. And the accuser comes, the adversary, the one against your rights. He's been given a place. But he says, but I've given you the power of repentance. And he says, repentance puts a gag order on the accuser. Don't you remember what the Jews said? Let me reread this. It is man, the sinner, who allows darkness and gloom in his life, but yet God has endowed him with the power of repentance, and he can get it right back on track. What? What was in that book? He showed Henderson the same book that he showed him. He said, your son's destiny's in there. It's written in there. He backed it with Psalm 139. Oh, thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect. And in thy book, all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned when as yet there were none. He said, I saw the book. My son's destiny was in there. The adversary was trying to stop his destiny, his calling, his Derek, his path, God's plan, which was already there. Now, I've told you this before. God helped me out with this. I thought, man, I've wasted time. You may be sitting there thinking, I've wasted time. I've done this. When you're a minister, I don't know about other ones, but I always get the GPS when I get my rental car. Now, when you're in Kansas and you're on a GPS, Western Kansas, or you're near Keys or Elkhart, and we have people from there, you'll think the GPS is broken. You'll drive hours, and there's just one green line. There's not even little roads. And the only way you know it's working is because that thing's going down. And then I've been in Houston, where the map looks like, those are roads. And I've missed like four or five in a row when I can see the hotel I'm going to get to. I'm driving right by the thing. And the whole time I'm getting kind of frustrated, but the voice on the little lady, she's not getting frustrated. She just keeps saying, recalculating. Aren't you glad they don't get frustrated? It would just, I'm shutting off now. Ridiculous. Three missed exits. No, you don't need me. Bye. No, it'll just keep recalculating, and finally, you've arrived. God said, don't you think if a little machine can do that and get you to the right place, I can't get you to the right place? Some of you just recalculating. Here we go. God hadn't lost it. He's not panicking. You missed it. Amen. He has a plan for your life, but we have to be covenant-minded to become a glorious church.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you just heard was from our 2016 building dedication at a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma, the home of Billy Brim Ministries. To grab your own copy, call us at 1-800-972-3447. Visit our website archives of this weekly's broadcast at billybrim.org. Looking for a home church and live in the Tulsa, Oklahoma area? Or just want to visit the home base of Billy Brim Ministries? Come to a Glorious Church Fellowship in Collinsville, Oklahoma. We have services at Sunday at 10 a.m. and Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. Visit our website at agloriouschurch.net or give us a call at 918-371-4589. 918-371-4589.